Thank you, Steve. I'd just like to welcome councillors, staff, and members of the gallery to the Derwentshire Council Ordinary Council meeting for the 30th of September 2025. Record of attendance, apologies, and leave of absence. We have Councillor Gillam, who is online this evening. I have had two messages, one from Councillor Tunbridge and one from Councillor Melson, who will be a little late this evening. We're not sure how late, but they are both intending to arrive this evening at some time during the meeting. Okay.
Just got that one.
We've just got a quorum, yes, that's right. Approved leave of absence is nil. Item three, response to previous public questions taken on notice. Question one, John Rossiter, 181 Port Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. This is the question one. Since I recorded my questions at the April meeting, there is now a ban on recording meetings. Was CR48 passed by council, or was it just added to the agenda? Response. At the April 2025 Ordinary Council meeting, you made an electronic recording without council's awareness. Permission to record is at the discretion of council and must be sought from the presiding member. Council Policy 48CP48 was developed following changes to the Local Government Act 1995, requiring Class 3 councils to record meetings from the 1st of January 2025. Since February, all ordinary and special council meetings have been audio recorded and published on the Shire's website, excluding confidential items. CP48 was presented at the Agenda Forum on the 15th of April 2025 and formally adopted by council on the 22nd of April 2025. Carried 7-0, Resolution 110425. This confirmed that it was not just added to the agenda, but adopted through due process. Question two, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why has it taken 5 months so far for the yellow spinning ball at Port Denison Playground to be repaired? Response. Records indicate that the playground equipment required maintenance via email on the 25th of April 2025. On the 7th of May 2025, Shire officers inspected and carried out maintenance works, which included freeing up the bearings and oiling the spinner. Question three, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why are there no street signs on William Street and Samuel Street? Response, thank you for advising the Shire of the missing street signs, which were replaced within 18 hours of this information being provided to council. Please do not hesitate to contact the Shire via email reception, da, 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 should you see such issues in the future. Question four, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why have the sand mitigation works on South Beach turned into a reticulated grass lawn area? Response, due to the encroaching sand, it was a Shire decision to restore this area to the original state, which included a reinstatement of the grassed area. Question five, John Rossiter, 181 Port Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why isn't the Shire selling the medical centre? Response, at the ordinary council meeting on the 9th of December 2024, you inquired whether the Dongara Medical Centre was for sale. The Shire president confirmed it is not for sale. I'll repeat that, it is not for sale. And this is recorded in the minutes available on the Shire's website. Okay, item four, public question time. I'd like to invite any members of the gallery, should they look.
It's a few people waiting out there.
Okay. Sorry, John, I'll be with you in a moment, mate. We're just letting some people come in.
Mark or Shane, can I take this opportunity to ask you a quick question regarding my voting?
I'll go for it, Andrew. Yes.
Do you want me to respond vocally, or is a show of hands on the
Sure.
screen sufficient?
Just show a hand, Andrew, if you like. I will check with you if we're not sure, Andrew. Okay, well, welcome, members of the gallery to the Shire Council this evening. I have been advised that there is an intention that you may want to put a deputation in this evening. There are other options which I'm happy to present to you. Deputations are fairly restricting in that we cannot answer any of the, respond really, and it and deputations are meant to be really only concerning items on the agenda. It is up to you to make the call if you'd like to, and it's difficult to answer any questions without any further reports and advice from our administration and our CEO. So if the intention is just to make a statement, then I think probably the deputation is the way to go. If you would like some us to try and respond to any questions, then I'm happy to provide some leeway and then allow this to be presented as part of public question time, which is now. Yeah.
I think there's a couple of people that'll go to ask you questions, but we'll show this after. We'll present this after.
Yeah, look, according to the Act, as I'm advised, I do need to go to council first to see if because this is the deputation is about an item not on the agenda,
Yeah.
I'll need to get permission from the council. And it does say here, I guess, Shane, can you just clarify, but once council approves that, then we can take a deputation on matters not on the agenda?
Yeah, that's correct. But just bear in mind, as the president has mentioned, that there's no response required. So even though you might do a deputation, there's no response because normally it's related to an agenda item. So there's no response. Whereas what the president is suggesting is that you do it through public question time, and that way you do get a response back, which is, I imagine, why you came in tonight.
Don't we have to wait months to get questions and answers back for the public questions?
Well, it's just can be taken on notice, so it could be next meeting.
Well, I think others here have got public questions, and if this goes through, we could get what we're talking about. And I was advised to bring this to the meeting. I wasn't told it had to come earlier or anything. I was just told to bring it up.
Look, that's fine. It sounds like you're comfortable that some people would like to ask some questions, and then you would like to get the deputation up.
Just to clarify, though, if you do a deputation, there is no response. Yeah.
Excuse me, how do we get for something to get onto the agenda? How do we approach that?
Public question time would be the best way.
Shane, is it correct? And look, I'm not sure it is because the Act is pretty difficult to understand sometimes. Is it correct? How can a community member request an item to be considered by council?
Not as an item on the agenda, but what I'm suggesting is they put a public question time, it formulates a response, and out of that response, it could be that we decide there's an officer report required, but that's the first step, is the public question time, which generates that potential, not a guarantee.
Could I just ask for a few minutes, please, Councillor? I would just like to clarify something, CEO. My apologies. Subject of the deputation to the council.
Yes, it's about saying so. Massively after the council.
Okay, well, look, I'm happy to just progress through the public question time then. And then I think once we finish that, then I think pretty quickly after that, there'll be time for the deputation.
Okay.
All right. Okay, public question time. I'd like to invite some questions from the gallery. And could I just advise the gallery, please, that when you have a question, could you please stand up and state your name and address? And I'm happy to provide some leeway, but it is for questions generally, not statements. Okay, so please, I invite questions from the gallery.
Gavin Farrell, 24 Retreat Boulevard, Port Tennessee. My question is, I suppose I haven't thought about it too much, but between us and the river is a whole expanse of tamarisk trees there, which are regarded as a weed of national significance. Now, they're not a native tree, and there's a lot of undergrowth under there. The big concern is that if that does catch light one way or another, depending on which way the wind's blowing, it's going to be almost impossible to control. We're just wondering how that can be controlled. Is that within the council's agenda to do something like that? We don't know, but we've got a huge concern about that. And the undergrowth, it will be like, hey, once that gets going, that's going to burn for weeks. Now, it's literally nothing's been done there for a while.
Well, Gavin, thanks for that, Gavin. Thanks for the information. And I guess the question is, can the Shire do something about what you're describing?
Yes.
Okay, so can I take that as the question?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Gavin. We have had some conflicting advice over this, and so can I please just take that on notice for now? And we will provide a thorough response. At the very latest, I think it comes at the next council meeting in a month's time. Okay?
Right.
So thanks for that, Gavin.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the gallery?
Yes, I'm Fab Brindle from Paul Retreat Boulevard. I just want to ask a question about the mowing regime that you've got around all that retreat area, right from the park at the top right around to the bottom end of Retreat Boulevard. It doesn't have to be mown in the wintertime, in the summertime, I mean, when it's all dry, but in the wintertime it really does need a lot more mowing than what's been done at the moment.
So the question would be then?
The question is, what is your mowing regime, and can we upgrade that in the wintertime to perhaps every 2 weeks or however long it takes? Because the grass grows to a metre high along there.
Thanks.
It's a walking trail. It just needs to be kept a lot tighter than it is at the moment.
Thanks, Bev. That is operations, obviously. And so what I do is just pass over to our CEO. Can we take that on notice? I know it sounds like it's a bit of a cop-out, but we do try and get these answers thorough and correct, and it gives us a bit of time to follow up and get some correct information. So thanks. We'll provide a response. Any more questions from the gallery?
John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why do I keep coming to council meetings to be humiliated, ostracised and held in contempt because I dare to ask questions? I'm referring mainly to the written responses from the CEO.
John, can I just interrupt there, please? And just be aware of, if you have a look next to you, respect and integrity and all that written on the wall there. So I'm happy for you to go ahead, but please remember to show some respect.
Why is the CEO, in response to questions asked by me on August council meeting, telling me lies? His response to the question on the yellow spinning ball playground item was that it was oiled on the 7th of May. It has not been freed up, and it is and as he has stated, it needs to the bottom bearing replaced. It's still stiff. It's still seized. So whoever looked at it, never even tested it. Every day I have coffee at the port store and I see people trying to spin that thing and they can't.
John, thanks. I do appreciate the question, John. I do appreciate your concern for, particularly playground equipment in our community. It's very important. So I'm not trying to, to deflect the question or anything, but I guess the way these things work is that advice is received and that advice is then reproduced in answers to the questions. So I believe the description of lies may be, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, John, but please go ahead.
That's okay. In response to question four on sand mitigation works at South Beach, there has never been a lawn area there. A previous CEO said, put it here, and it was built there. Sometime later, they found that it had been built over a boundary line, and this cost $7,500 to rectify. The shade structure at South Beach came from off the beach at Granny's Beach as it was being inundated. Who is living in pensioner unit number two?
I couldn't tell you that, John, and I'm not sure that we should be giving out names of people living in certain addresses, but I'll take that question on notice and see if we are able to answer that question.
Is there a council employee ensconced in unit number two?
We'll take that question on notice. Thanks, John.
Are these units 1 to 4, which have been rented to pensioners for 60 years, are now being taken away from the inventory of pensioner units and the pensioners are being thrown under a bus?
I'll take that question on notice, John.
Thank you.
John, can I just ask, would you like to frame that as a question for us so we're very clear on how we can frame our response, just regarding the units and so on?
When the council purchased the Dongra Medical Centre from Batavia Health, the Kennedy Heights duplex was to be sold. How much was realised from this sale?
Well, I'd have to take it on notice, I think. How long ago was that, John?
Sorry?
How long ago was the sale, John? Do you remember?
Ask the bloke on your left.
The CEO, thanks, John.
Okay.
We are.
The answer to this question is $250,000. In the CEO estimate, the loss was around $185,000. My estimate is that we lost between $350,000 and $400,000.
That's a statement, John, and I'm at the stage now where I'm allowing questions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll table that.
Thank you. I'd like to apologise for some of the sentiments that were passed over, Mr. CEO. Could I please ask if there are any more questions from the gallery this evening? Okay, we'll move on. Declarations of interest, there is nil. Applications for leave of absence, there is nil. Item 7, petitions and deputations. So if you'd like to present your deputations. Because it's not an agenda item, it needs to be a council decision to allow deputation. So... I'm not quite sure of the process here, but do I just ask for a mover?
Just.
Council, could I? We need to vote on whether or not to allow the deputation, which is not on the agenda this evening. That's up there. So, do I have a mover to allow that?
I'm happy to move that the deputation be received.
Councillor Scott moves.
Second that.
Councillor Wise seconds that. All those in favour? Motion is carried, unanimous. Thanks very much, Council. Okay, you're welcome to go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just introducing myself. The very team at 80 Ocean Road.
Okay.
Ocean Drive.
Thanks.
School. I've actually walked right around the question of the treatment of that. I was driving the top down the side and in the retreat and taking photos of my risk of weeds, the state of it. Okay. So this is the corner of Ocean Drive and Avon, and then we're going up the hill. Can I sit down?
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
So that's thanks. I must button up the forward button. Now we've got the storm water will be taken away and that area will be washed in a year and what's up in 1 month and 5 months.
Viv, are you comfortable to speak a little louder or would you like to come forward?
There's a bit of a talk about in there.
Would you like to sit, come up onto the corner here, something like that? Thanks, Farah.
So this is going up Ocean Drive at the condition of the area. Mine's not. Okay, this is all dead rubbish that's like this box. Well, now someone has sprayed there. I don't know who. I don't know if it was a shard. It was just a patch, so I think someone might not like the mess. That's how they got rid of it. I sprayed it. But it's improved. See, the long grass at the top, firing up there would be terrible. It's continuing up, that showed me the long grass at the top of the building. Sorry, to move the doors because I didn't see that. How does that, why is that talking?
Oh, is there a volume?
Is there a
commentary?
Okay.
Yeah.
We got the back of the gym. So you go.
Would you mind talking to him? Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Trouble here.
Okay, well, we're in that smoke area right now. This is the entrance to the retreat. I mean, it's not a pretty sight. I think we need to, but I know the Shire say they haven't got the funds for things, but people will build there if it looks better. And that's not a good welcoming sign up, as far as I'm concerned, and quite a few other people. So walking along the top of the retreat, there's a kids' playground behind that, since that's quite terrible. That's looking back onto it. And I know this was actually maybe snip this week. I thought, no, I was coming. This is all at the entry.
Yeah.
This walkway is very much what's all the dead stuff. All dead. Fish. And this is coming down the side to rivers on the side. And those people are worried about their house because of all the long grass, etc. Right? There's box thorn in there. Box thorn, tamarack, wattle, and castor trees through there, through the bush, which are poisonous. I wish I could get the sound. So there's quite a few points there. Now, it was mowed the other week, and because the grass was so long, the guy had to go backwards and forwards, and then he left hard and took an hour's break for his morning tea. But the point is, if it was mowed regularly, it'd be a 2-minute job. Not 2 minutes, but
yeah.
I know the point I got on. was thought officials. And when they mow, once they used to mow right into the trees, now they're just straight lines. And that all dies and set another fire trap. So just walking along the retreat, bottom of the retreat, let's see the grass piling up there. Rubbish. That's like kindling. And I believe that has been cleared this week. That little mess there, sort of cleared. Been in touch with him. And she, we were, Shire has told me previously that this is not their responsibility. But Max said, yes, it is Shire's responsibility to get this bush cleaned and sorted. But there's a gentleman here that calls that the third world drain. So it's a really poor drain. See how so much grass. We could have taken that moment, but it's too long, too hard. So it's a bit of an eyesore, isn't it? All the debris, small. I walked on. But this is like, swamp, but we need a fire break going into that area, that front piece, because if there was ever a fire in those tamarack trees, there's no way you can ever get to them. There is a little track down near the boat ramp, but it goes for about like 50 metres, and then it's just not grass. So there's no way you can ever get that fire track up there. Not just will it burn there, it'll go over the river if those sunglasses blow and burn the caravan park. So much rubbish in there. I have walked to the complaints board. Well, this is when they mowed the water board. Didn't you think that could be this never and clean the edges up? People walk there, I see 50, 60 people a day walk along there. And there's pastoral trees over on the corner, which of course is. Now, that's the retreat. What year was it, Tony? What year did you build?
2007.
And they were given this. Now, there's hardly any of that bush there. It's never been maintained. It's just been let go. And that tamarack salt comes down the river from all the others and up the river further, and it's been held up too. It's a fire trap. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Vince.
I wish you could be there.
Could I make just a couple of comments?
Yeah, sure.
Is that it has been an extremely wet year, and, you know, things have just... They've grown like hell this year, and it's obviously very difficult to keep. On an average year, you might see a different picture around the whole Shire. But I don't really... What I would suggest is that obviously you have some questions around or some points that you'd like clarification on regarding some of the pictures or, you know. So, if you can present those pictures with a relevant question or seeking clarification on that particular area as a question on notice prior to the next council meeting, then you might, you know, you should be able to get some clarification on some specific areas that you're chasing. I don't know what the Shire is responsible or isn't responsible for there, you know, whether some of it is. So all of these can be clarified.
Yeah.
If you can break this down and then present to the Shire with a question so that it gives us time to check it out and provide an answer to at the next meeting. But I would also like to say, look, thanks for bringing these in. It's always good to have community members bring in these types of things and these types of concerns.
Well, I do notice North Shore is quite neat and tidy,
yeah.
And Port Davidson in the town areas are quite neat and tidy. The retreat has just been a nightmare. So,
yeah.
And it's a lovely area, and I think you want people to be able to appreciate more money for the rates and everything else, and it would turn you off.
Yeah, look, and as I said, it's good that we have community members that provide feedback like this, and then when we can look at, and if you can present some questions and some, you know, some specific thoughts that you have as in a question, then we can look into it and provide some answers to you and some further clarification. But I will thank you for taking the time to put this deputation together and present this to council tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, okay, council, we move on. Item 8, confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 26th of August 2025. The recommendation is that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 26th of August 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Councillor? Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Scott, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Motion unanimous. 8.2, agenda forum notes, 16th of September 2025. Recommendation is that Council confirms the notes of the agenda forum held 16th of September 2025. Can we move for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour? Motion is carried, unanimous. Item 9, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. 27th of August 2025, the Shire President and the CEO met with Hancock Energy. 15th of September 2025, Councillor Gillam and the CEO attended the Regional Road Group meeting in Geraldton. 15th of September 2025, the Shire President and the CEO met with the Department of Education. 17th of September 2025, Shire President officiated at a citizenship ceremony. 19th of September 2025, the CEO attended as a panel member for the Dongara Police Station OIC position. 23rd and 24th of September 2025, Councillor Scott and CEO attended the 2025 Walga Local Government Convention. 26th of September 2025, the CEO attended a meeting with the Midwest Development Commission. Item 10, look, just before I move on to that, just on behalf of Council and you know, the Shire, I'd just like to extend Isabel, our thoughts this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Item 10, reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Finance 01-09/25, accounts for payment August 2025. Report purpose is for council to receive the list of accounts paid under delegated authority during August 2025. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the accounts paid during August 2025. As contained in Finance 01-09/25, Attachment 1 of the Attachment Booklet, September 2025. Represented by, and to see those figures in that table there, Council, could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Summers, seconded. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried, it's unanimous. Finance 02-09/25, monthly financial statements, July 2025. The officer recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1st July 2025 to 31st July 2025, as contained in Finance 02-09/25, Attachment 1 of the Attachment Booklet, September 2025. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Tunbridge, seconder. That item, please, Councillor. Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried. That unanimous. Thanks, Council. Finance 0309/25, budget amendments September 2025. The officer recommendation is that Council, by absolute majority, approve the September 2025-26 budget amendments as detailed in the attachments in accordance with Section 6.81 of the Local Government Act 1995. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Summers, seconder, Councillor Scott, all those in favour? Thanks, Council. Motion is carried. Unanimous. 10.2, development reports. Development 0109/25, August 2025, development delegated and authorised authority report. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, receives the August 2025 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in development 01-09/25. Attachment 1. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Tunbridge, seconder, is Councillor Summers. All those in favour? Motion is carried. It's unanimous. Thanks very much, Council. 10.3, community service reports is nil. 10.4, operations reports is nil. 10.5, Office of the CEO reports. CEO 01-09/25, Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan. The officer recommendation is that Council, by simple majority, 1, adopts the draft Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan as attached, and 2, approves submission of the Equal Employment Opportunity Management Plan to the Public Sector Commission. Have a mover for that item, please, Council. Councillor Tunbridge, seconder, Councillor Summers. All those in favour? Motion is carried. It's unanimous. CEO 02-09/25, Irwin Arrowsmith Advisory Council, or IAC, current status report. The report purpose is to provide Council with a summary of the key activities and decisions that shaped the Irwin Arrowsmith Advisory Council and to outline the factors that led to its current inactive status. The report is presented in response to a resolution raised as new business of an urgent nature at the August 2025 Ordinary Council meeting, requiring a report to the September 2025 Council meeting and distribution to the relevant government agencies identified at the time of IAC's formation. So the officer recommendation book is Council, is before you there. We can, if Council so wish, move out of standing orders to have a discussion, or we can move straight into the recommendations. So what I'll do first is ask, is there any mover for that item, please, Council?
I would like to move to move out of standing orders. I'd like to have a discussion with the potential of amending the motion as it stands.
Thank you very much, Councillor Scott. Councillor Scott has moved that we move out of standing orders for a discussion around this item. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Wise, all those in favour? Motion is carried. Okay, so we're out of standing orders. Councillor Scott, would you like to?
Look, in the report actually does raise questions which I don't really feel have been answered, and some of the documentation that was requested by the motion hasn't been provided. And so I would like, I suppose, perhaps the CEO could advise why the correspondence and the other documentation hasn't been provided, please.
So at this stage, just provided a high-level overview, but there's an opportunity to perhaps if the recommendation is amended to include a detailed, meeting by meeting. Excuse me, I did go by, looked at this early development, it was about 2021, but it's where the first industry leaders meeting was held. And then from then on, that sort of built up to, culminated with it was led by the Deputy Premier at the time, the forum. And from then on, it went to work with the Banana Industry Council. And so that was during 2023. And then coming into 2024, there's probably the last little bit of activity. So I can potentially add to that.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Is there any further questions or clarifications Council would like to?
I'd just like to confirm when this information will come back to Council. I mean, obviously, we've got a we're resolved on the 16th of October. 18th, I thought it was 16th, sorry, 18th. Is there any chance that we can have this resolved in a special meeting prior to that so we can get it all tucked away before we disappear, I guess?
In what shape?
As in getting the information that Isabel's clarified that required. More detailed.
You're suggesting a special council meeting?
Well, I'm just suggesting that's a possibility. So it tells we've got the councillors that are involved in this process could be informed at that meeting before we dissolve the council and start again.
Are you asking? Sorry.
I was asking if that's a possibility.
Yeah. That's a possibility.
Well, can we make it happen, basically? Yes.
I guess it's so. If Zane, I'm just trying to help in clarification. If Council requested, are you suggesting an amendment that says...
I'm not suggesting an amendment, no. Isabel's suggesting that.
I have suggested considering an amendment, yeah.
Zane, what would you suggest?
Well, either one, we could go to the next agenda item and so that automatically defaults and then goes to the special Council meeting, which I'm understanding that is... proposing, and in that meeting, there's some extra information in there.
Alex, so that, yes, I am proposing that.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, I agree that like the request was that this information was provided for this meeting so that all of the councillors involved could get that information prior to a change in council. My other concern was that, yeah, there are no supporting attachments for this agenda item, and I thought part of the ask was a breakdown of those costs, how much has gone out, how much has come in as a result of IAC. So I would like some more clarification on that. I know point or two, the second one of point two there says about leverage close to $1 million. It states there's 600 for Milo Crossing, but I'm curious what the other part of that is, because I know at the throughout discussions there was industry contribution for that, and my understanding was not all of that had been recouped. I understand this has come in other forms, but I would like a bit more clarity around that, please.
Okay, so are you suggesting, would you like clarity tonight or at a future meeting?
I think formal clarity and some kind of documentation would be good so that, because at the moment in this report, there's nothing that's formal, like, I would like to see that in a written format so that we have that on paper for any future clarifications that might come up, whether it's by us or the community. Seeing this, we need to be accountable for where ratepayers' money is spent. I'd like that in writing, please.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Tunbridge. Councillor Gillam, would you like to add anything to this?
Sorry, it took me a while to hit the unmute button. I think the comments that have been made so far are quite relevant. Depending on the timing, I think the accuracy of the information is probably more important than the specifics of the timing. Depending on how publicly available it will be made through the meeting agenda, which is a public document, those councillors that won't be sitting in on the next meeting will potentially still be able to access the information if that was the way it was to be done. So I suppose my only comment is that the accuracy of the information is more important than the timing of the information.
Thanks very much.
I do agree with that.
Any further comments, councillors? Okay, so have you, has anyone prepared an amendment that Shane, is it?
I did, but it was only it's a sort of in progress. And it's so basically my amendment would be to accept the report as it's presented with an extension. And I don't know which council meeting, with October or November, in order to allow the provision of the other documentation specified in the motion.
So you're saying accept this, all the policy?
I'm just saying that that the amendment would be basically get rid of all of this and instead say accept the report as presented and provide an extension to whichever council meeting in order to allow the provision of the other documentation specified in the motion, so that to allow time so that the information we get is accurate. Yeah.
Okay, so if all the points that the recommendations that have been made here will be accepted?
No, I would actually remove.
Okay,
I suppose
remove
it's
all
a,
of that.
Yeah, yep. It's not really an amendment, it's like a new motion. But I guess basically what we received this report here, noting the key activities, so we accept one, then we delete the rest and provide an extension to a date to be determined by this council.
Okay.
For the provision of the other documentation specified in the motion.
Okay, so the amendment would be that sample or simple majority receives the CEO019 report, full stop, and then continues on with your amendment.
Just that section one, but then delete 2, 3, and 4 and add as number two, provide an extension to October, November, whichever the CEO believes would give them adequate time to go and find all of that information and collate it for council.
So no, that would be November at that level. Yeah.
At that level. So to provide an extension until the November council meeting in order to allow the provision of other documentation specified in the motion.
Where is that? In the documentation specified in the
In the original motion.
In the original motion.
So, yes. So we'll put in the original motion. Which was at the last council meeting. Yes.
But the ordinary council meeting in September 2025.
Yeah. But I'm happy for anyone else to add to that motion.
I just want to see that September.
Yeah.
See what was written. How was written. Oh, thank you. Yeah, full disclosure of correspondence, meetings, collected information, directives, and its current status. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'd like to move that amendment.
Okay, so what we'll do first then is, so council are comfortable then we're going to move into the September timeframe. Is it the September
November.
Or November? November timeframe.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what we need first is someone to move to reconvene the meeting. Okay, so Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Tunbridge, all those in favour? Motion is carried. So Council will return to the officer recommendation. And so could you assist me with this? Did we have a mover for this recommendation?
We will need one. So,
we didn't have one already?
No.
Okay.
Do you want this so you can actually put that on the screen?
Can I have a mover first for this officer recommendation and then we can blow through? Okay. Councillor Scott, seconder. Councillor Summers. Okay, now I will ask the mover, would you like to move an amendment?
I would like to move an amendment to the motion.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I need a seconder for the amendment. Councillor Wise seconded the amendment?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Councillor Scott has moved the amendment, and the seconder for the amendment is Councillor Tunbridge. Okay. So are you able to put the amendment up on the screen, please, Sue?
I'll have to type that.
Sorry, Councillor, we can wait a few minutes here.
Okay, now you can touch on it.
No, there's Jeffrey, Mr.
So this would be point two of the motion?
Yep.
Set the report as presented and provide an extension to the November Council meeting to allow issue of other documentations specified in the
Can I just... It seems to me that point one reads, receives the CEO that on current status, noting the key activities and factors leading to its current inactive status. That noting the key activity refers to what's further
the
down.
The points that have been made.
So I would suggest deleting from noting onwards.
Okay.
Because it is no longer relevant.
Okay.
And then we move on to point two, that council accept the report as presented and find an extension to November council meeting in order to allow the provision of other documentation as specified in the original motion. So we've had a mover for that item and a seconder. I'd like to invite the mover to speak to that item.
I think I've said what I need to say.
Seconder?
That was me.
Oh, sorry.
I also...
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm also happy with that. Thank you.
Okay. Look, I'd invite... first of all, is Councillor Melson online now? Do you know, Sue?
He is.
Okay. Look, Councillor Melson has joined the meeting at 6:52 p.m. And welcome, Councillor Melson. We're just working through... CEO 02098, the Irwin Arrowsmith Advisory Council. Item, Councillor Scott has moved an amendment to the motion, and the amendment is up on the board now. I've asked the mover and the seconder to speak, and I now ask if any other councillors would like to speak for or against the motion.
Thanks, Mr. President. Just to let you know, I did actually join at 6:35. I finally made it to the mine site, so I have been listening to about half of the conversation, so I'm sort of up on it, so thank you.
Thanks very much, Councillor Nelson. I'm assuming there are no more speakers to the motion or to the amendment. Okay.
Mark,
yes,
could I speak briefly?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, should that amendment reference the decision or motion number from the September meeting? Is that a relevant?
The resolution number.
The resolution number, that's right.
The Council report as presented in the extension of November to the November Extension to the November 2025 council meeting. So. Okay, is there any further comments on that resolution then, Council? Okay, we'll move on then. I'll call for votes on the motion. All those in favour? One. We have unanimous now on that. Okay, thank you, Council. That now becomes the substantive motion. I've never understood this spreadsheet here, but I'm now told to call for members to speak for the item again, and I take it no one would like to speak. Mm-hmm. I'll ask the mover if they would like to close the debate.
No, just close it.
Okay. I need to read and summarise the motion. Sorry. Okay. Receive CEO 01-09/25 report on the current status of the Earl Arrowsmith Advisory Council, IAC. And point two. Point two is that Council accept the report as presented and provide an extension to the November 2025 Ordinary Council meeting in order to allow the provision of other documentation as specified in the original motion, Resolution 140825. Can I just ask for some advice, Shane? When it says accepts the report as presented, are we accepting the entire report that you've just presented or just...
You're accepting the report, but obviously you've amended the recommendation.
Okay. So do I have a call for votes on that motion? All those in favour? Jeff, are you voting in favour? Because I don't have you on the screen, Jeff.
Yes, sorry. I'm putting up my hand, but you can't see me, I suppose.
I don't have you on the screen. Thanks very much. Motion is...
No worries.
Unanimous. Thanks very much, Council. Thanks very much, Council Scott. Okay, 10.6, committee reports is nil. 11, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. 12, questions by members of which due notice has been given is nil. 13, urgent business approved by the person presiding over decision is nil. 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public. So 14.1 is the CEO 03-09/25, CEO performance review. The matter at CEO 03-09/25 is to be considered behind closed doors in accordance with the section 5.232A of the Local Government Act 1995, as it relates to a matter affecting the employee to be discussed at the meeting. So could I have a mover for Council to go behind closed doors? Councillor Wise, second to Councillor Tunbridge. All those in favour? Motion is carried on unanimous. Let us call out if against. Unanimous. Okay, thank you very much.
It's a bit hard, isn't it, when you've got only one pitch up and there's two of them?
Yeah, I know. Now, the the recommendation is that Council... Sorry, Councillors, please. Good. One moment, please, Councillor. This one, that's where it goes.
This one
is... Yeah. Okay, Councillor, we've just got a one more motion here. The recommendation is that Council adopt the recommendation as discussed behind closed doors in relation to item CEO 030925, CEO performance review, and CEO 040925, CEO payment correction. Could I have a mover for that item, please, Council? Councillor Wise, seconder. Councillor Summers, all those in favour?
Yes.
Andrew?
Do you want to stop
yep.
hearing to stop
the screen?
I was a yes there.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. We have
thanks, Andrew. Again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Council. We move on to item 15, which is closure at 7:10 p.m. Okay, thank you very much, Council.
Yep.
Thank you very much, officers. See you later.